All right. Welcome to the 15th episode of Charlie and Me. It's going to be a fun episode. Got another in-person interview. These are getting better and better. Charlie and I aren't in person, but our interviewee is going to be in person, and that'll be fun. But let's get going. If you're not our friends and family, not sure why you're listening, but thank you. We appreciate it. If you are our friends and family, stick around. This one will be friendly and family-y.
Sure, why not?
Right?
Yeah. Good.
Whatever. Let's give a little update. What are you up to, Chuck?
I had back-to-back intramural basketball games at work on Thursday and Friday. And let me tell you, my body is not used to that because I'm just a lot smaller than everyone I play with. And so, like, I'll be, like, guarding someone as they, like, cut into the lane, and they'll just give the little, like, the friendly shoulder bump, you know? But I'll just go flying.
So they're kind of beating you up down low, huh?
Yeah, and they're taking advantage of me bad. And, I woke up Friday and I was just sore, like, from hitting the ground so often.
Oh, God.
And then after Friday, it just got worse. And so, yeah, recovering. This is a recovery weekend for me.
Nice.
Also preparing for next weekend.
Yeah, you got to recover before you go out and just, you know, demolish something, a bunch of everything in Vegas. I don't think Vegas knows what's going to hit it next weekend.
See, I'm just going to take Vegas on one-on-one. Mano-y-mano.
Mano-y-mano. Well, I mean, it's going to be like 8-on-1. You know, kind of like an orgy.
Yeah, it's not very family eat, Grant.
No, it's all right. This is a family podcast.
what about you?
I ran a race this weekend.
Did you finish last?
No. Surprisingly, I finished pretty well. I had run like 10 miles a week at most leading up to this. And then I turned around and run okay. I ran like 6:30s for my entire 12.5-mile race. Came in at 1:20. For my time, and then got like 64th overall. It was weird. It's like I actually was running before that.
Congrats. Thanks. Congrats.
There's a theory that, you know, that you can like bullshit a little bit.
Yep, 1 year.
Yeah, you have 1 year to bullshit. I was really pushing that 1 year line. Because 1 year would have been in May. So I don't know. It was fun. It was a good time. It makes me feel good about my running, and I kind of got the bug back. So.
Is that your first race that you finished since that child serve race we ran?
Yeah, actually, that's true. That is true. Child serve race was the last race we ran together. That's
that one's coming up, actually, if you want to run again.
No. Maybe. Maybe. I'll do it.
I think it's next weekend. Never mind. I think we're in Vegas.
If I was here, I'll wait for my invite in the mail for that one.
Yeah.
All right. That kind of slides us into the next little podium we got. This will be fun.
Yeah.
You want to share it? Go.
Sure. This is the podium of people we don't like at races. Yeah. We both had plenty of experiences of just encountering different kinds of people that kind of just get on our nerves.
And like,
we're also both similar people in the fact that, like, race day and stuff, we're pretty quick to get agitated.
And we just don't want to – when we were racing – competitively, we didn't like people we raced against. I mean, like, I thought they were nice people, don't get me wrong, but
it's like that 4 minutes I'm just not gonna
it's like between the lines mentality, you know, like, they can off the field you can be friends and whatever, but between the, you know, on the oval, you weren't thinking about it. But
and that went for like me and you too, like when we raced together, we didn't hold back.
Actually, it might have made us more competitive against each other.
Definitely did.
I would argue that, because we're so like, and then we could just know how to push each other's buttons. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Podium of guys that we don't like at races. Guys or girls. I guess this is a gender neutral podcast.
Why I said people we don't like.
Yeah, whatever. Guys, girls. Anyway, I'm going to start it off. I'll take it away on my first one here. The goo guy.
The goo guy.
So the guy who shows up to the race, and I mean, this race has been advertised for a long time. It's like a 10-mile race. And you think, like, if you're training for this, you shouldn't even need freaking water break for 10 miles, right? And this guy's got his packets of goo just, like, all over his waist.
He's got the waistband full.
That's another person.
Little fanny pack type thing going.
Yeah, just the goo guy that is literally just waiting to just chomp some goo. It's like he probably eats it at his desk at work.
Oh God, I've honestly never had goo in my life.
I never have either, and I don't want to because I don't want to become that guy.
The goo guy. All right, My first one is the hobby jogger that thinks they should start in the front.
Oh, those are bad people.
They just get in the way. You're just getting in the way.
It's like the first mile, you just got to weed out everyone that thinks they're gonna run a
step. And like, yeah, I have no nothing.
2 hour marathon.
People like running their pace and doing what they're doing, but just start in the appropriate spot for doing that.
They always have the signs that say like, oh, here's the 7 minute pace, here's the 10 minute pace. Like, why just go to where you've been running for the last 6 weeks.
It's better for everyone. So yeah, it is. That's my that really grinds my gears.
I like that one a lot. The next one is like when you have to take a bus to the start line and stuff. Like we had that for Dam and Dam.
Yeah.
The guy who's on the bus just sharing all his PRs with everyone. Like, like you care.
And then he asked everyone else, so that way he can share his.
Yeah. Oh, so is this your PR? Or what's your PR? Are you trying to get a PR today? Oh, no.
It's kind of like sad for us too in a way, because like we're most likely not going to PR in too many things ever again.
No.
So I don't like people ask me a PR. It's like back when I was good. Back when I trained really hard for school.
Exactly. Back when I had the freaking 3 hours a day to put away.
Last time I went to go buy shoes, that's what happened. People were like, oh, like you run for school? Because I was running at St. Thomas. Saying, big mistake.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
And then he's like, oh, what are all your PRs? He's like,
Did you do that intentionally too? Like you did it because you're like, I'm going to wear this, like, see if they give me a little discount?
No. I do that at like running fun and fitness sports. Yeah. Here, I was trying to get a discount here because I don't know what their policy is. I don't know if it's like a team thing like those stores.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to go in and get shoes, and I just pulled on a pullover because it's like 50 degrees, and I walked there, and I was like, oh, crap, I pulled on that St. Thomas one. Walked in, and then...
Rookie mistake.
That stuck. My second one is you finish the race, and the guy in the shoe that says, keep it moving, and yeah, like, you're just dead, and you're just, come on, keep it moving, I'm like... Give me a second.
I always just want to say like fuck you to that guy. Like, just let me put my hands on my knees for a second and let me enjoy this.
Give me 5 seconds and I'll get out of your way. I know it's real. I'm looking back and like there's not enough people to warrant the keep it moving yet.
Besides like your Boston experience, for the most part, even now, like since we're still in relatively okay like foot speed shape. When we finish races, it's not like there's a million people coming behind us. You know, it's not like the people that are running their 9 minute miles for a marathon and they're coming in at 4.5 hours.
We're not in the masses.
Yeah,
We're usually ahead of the clump.
Yeah, it makes me feel good about myself. I'm just above average, just like every other white male. No, I'm kidding. That's just what every other white male says about himself. Then the next one, this kind of goes along with the PR guy, but my last one is. The guy who just takes it a little too seriously.
No such thing.
But you like show up to like the fucking fun run, and this guy's pulling out his flats and like has his team jersey on. He's wearing like a visor and he's got sunglasses on. And he wears the visor strictly because he knows his head will overheat if he wears a hat. Like it's stuff like that. Like that guy thought too much about the fact that he's gonna be. I mean, and this could be you in 10 years, and I'll probably hate you then. But.
That's why we're here, to remind each other not to be these people.
Yeah, exactly. What's your third one?
My third one is the person who's obsessed with splits.
Oh, God.
And like hitting, like in the middle of the race, like constantly checking their watch and like slowing down and going faster based off like every 5 seconds checking their watch.
Oh,
God. You just gotta run. You just gotta go out there and just run. Yeah. Just run.
I think about just not wearing a watch for the Dam to Dam, but. I ended up wearing it, and it was probably one of the better things I did, because I went out slow and like wanted to, because I didn't know if I was gonna die at mile like 4 or at all.
4 or 10.
Yeah. But yeah, you saw all those people. This one guy, I passed him, and then he's talking to this guy. He goes, "Well, I'm heating up. I'm gonna drop back." I was like, "You're heating up? You've been talking this whole time. That's probably why you're heating up.
Yeah.
You should just like relax and freaking run." But.
Yeah. Just run.
Runners are a different breed of people.
We're strange, to say the least.
Yeah, and I like to consider us the cool ones.
Of course, why not? Of course. We're just above average.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get our guest on here. And now we welcome on a really, really close roommate of mine.
that was special right there.
She's in my phone as Sister Anna, just as holy as she sounds. my sister Anna. Anna, welcome on.
Well, hello. Thank you, gentlemen.
That's the best intro ever. And by best, I mean worst. Anna, I'm truly sorry. What Grant meant to say is, now we have on a special guest, Anna, happens to be my sister, and she's going to tell us some wonderful stories.
I am.
There we're going to go. We'll start with the first question we ask everyone, always. What's your favorite Charlie and me story, or me or Charlie story?
Oh, goodness. Well, the only real story, I have a lot with Grant, like a lot, but Charlie, your story that's special would be the fact that you are the leg wrestling champion.
Oh, yeah.
2017. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that it was a thing, but Charlie defeated me in a graduation battle. Do I have to tell the story? I feel like this is way better. Just let people think it happened.
Just let people think that. I want to hear the story. I don't remember
this
party.
You were hammered.
Yeah, I don't remember this party. So I want to hear the story.
Yeah, Grant was just drunker than a skunk.
It was my house.
It was the day before graduation.
I wasn't driving anywhere.
Yeah. And all the families were there, and Charlie's there, and I don't know. Charlie just liked to give you a hard time, like you're one of my brothers, and
you were making fun of my WWE belt.
That's what it was. This makes way more sense now. I was wondering why I got leg wrestling in there. Okay, but yes. I was making fun of that, and I thought it was the leg wrestling title. And threatened to leg wrestle Charlie all evening.
And you guys are like trying to duel it off,
like right
across,
there
across. But you guys are like looking at each other like across the entire party. That's what I understood of the story.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, oh, definitely. Yeah. It was the intimidation factor.
It was like a Pacquiao Mayweather like press conference.
I think I would be Mayweather.
Deal.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in Congress.
There you go. Just not here.
No, not here, but in just another, like, you know, probably corrupt, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And I want to know, what is the worst part about either growing up with Grant or living with Grant right now?
Oh.
Because I have my own feelings about living with Grant, you know, doing it for four years, so I want to know if you have this kind of same feelings.
No, I really enjoy living with my brother, which is, we were raised the same, so we both kind of get, like, okay, you did the dishes, I'll take the trash out, or okay, like, this or that. But I would say, like, Grant was the kid. As much as I got away with things in high school and college,
you buttered him up.
Grant was the one that got away with the most, and I was the terrible sister at that point that was like, this kid could do anything. So it kind of, I mean, I guess I would say he's my parents' favorite son.
I'm the only son, so I'm the prodigal son.
The youngest sibling effect, because my sister says the same thing. I got away with so much more than she did.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, and I got away with more than Kate, and Claire still gets away with everything. She doesn't do anything though. She's great.
I'm the youngest, and she hasn't like put herself in the situation to get in trouble. But whatever. Yeah. Love you, Claire.
We do. We love you the most.
All right. The next thing I want to know is, what is Grant's favorite person, Kyle Orton, order when he goes to Latin King?
Oh, man. Kyle Orton is a big eater.
Really?
I mean, he's a big dude.
He's a super, super nice guy. I think he mixes it up. I see him a lot of times eating spadini with pasta underneath it.
Mm.
Or, like, a steak. I mean, he's an Iowa boy.
Seems like a good steak guy.
Yeah. He
does love
vino. I will say that.
Big wine guy.
Yeah, he's a
wine.
I just thought about this. Let's get him into our wine club.
A wine club.
Maybe we can have him on the show.
Ooh.
See, I was gonna say next time he's there, you gotta plug Charlie and me, and then we'll have him on as a guest, and then we'll blow up and
be ripped. Maybe you want to come on and discuss some wine with us, Kyle Orton.
Yeah.
He could be our personal sommelier.
Dude, what am I here for then?
Well, I'm going to be honest. Kyle Orton.
I'll like Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton blows you out of the water.
Yeah. Kyle's a good dude. He has a really, really cute wife, super cute kids. Makes me kind of jealous.
The pictures we found of him on the internet make him look like he's a great wingman.
Yeah.
So maybe we could convince him to come out with us sometime. And then I'll get a cute wife.
Yeah, and then we could all get hot wives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you might have to go to the South for it, because that's where his wife is from.
I'm not a deal breaker.
A little Southern Belle.
Yeah.
She's real nice, real nice. And you know what? To be a genuine person, not to say in this industry, but when you're taking to-go food, a lot of people don't tip.
Mm-hmm.
The man always tips.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he has a lot of money, but, like, it's really nice for, like, the hostess who doesn't make any tips to...
Respect.
You know.
Get a little something.
Yeah.
What a good guy.
Yeah.
I got a good one for you.
Yeah.
Did I cut you off? What?
No, I just said you have a man crush.
I do have a man crush.
Good question, Grant. Oh, sorry, a little
Grace, late. I got a good one for you. Okay. If you're on a desert island and you have to bring one sibling with you...
Oh, fuck.
Who would you bring and why?
Who doesn't listen to this?
Great question.
Who doesn't? Well, I know Kate doesn't, so you can just cut her off.
Yeah, she's not. Then I'm not taking her.
Kate doesn't listen. It's not on. She said it's not on. Okay, Apple Podcast,
like, so this is now. Here's a comeback question: if we're on a deserted island, am I gonna have to at some point
eat
this person?
We're on a desert island.
It's deserted.
It's actually a desert island. It's gonna be fun. I don't know.
I did go to college, everyone. Okay, I swear. I have a degree.
Real educated.
That's a good question. I don't know. It's kind of up to you. How is the hypothetical?
Well, then maybe I want to bring Kate because she's just got a little more meat on your bones than you and Claire. You guys wouldn't be as tasty.
It's true. I mean, I don't think human is that tasty in general. Pretty.
Well, I'm just saying, if worse comes to worse, I would potentially have to eat.
But let's be honest. Who's gonna eat who in that situation?
Well, I'm a pretty good leg wrestler, Charlie.
Ooh.
So I would say I would think I could take Claire out. I mean, but I don't want to say that. That's so bad. She's like my favorite, too. I can't say that. I can't take her. But, like, I know that I would be safe. Kate has military training, and you're fast.
He's got to outrun him.
Shit. That's a horrible question.
I like it. Sorry, Claire.
Sorry. You'll have a really good Christmas gift this year.
It's gonna be like a skewer.
A George Foreman.
George Foreman, you can just say put it next to your bed.
Yeah. Just be ready.
All right. Next question is another one we ask all our guests. It's a tattoo question. If you're to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it? And I like to remind everyone, Grant's face is an option.
Yeah, I don't know if I want my brother's face on my ass, but...
I mean, I would.
Gosh. A tattoo, what would I get? You know, maybe I would get, like, initials of my grandpa who's passed, and I would put them... I don't know, someplace hidden, because I just don't... I like tattoos on men, don't get me wrong. I just don't like tattoos on myself.
You don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari, right?
For sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I like that answer.
And I'm scared of needles.
That's funny.
So temporary tattoos all the way.
We've only had two people ever take that question the serious route, but I liked it. So.
Was mine serious?
Yeah, you had a serious answer. That was good. But most people are like, I'll put... like Abe said, he'll put Lisa Meharry's face on his lower back.
Isn't she like good looking? Like good looking mom? Is that why he would do that?
I'll send this one to Cole too. He'll hate it. Yeah, he was just making a joke.
I didn't mean that. I mean, that's, she's a good looking mom. So is, I mean, Mr. Meharry's hot. I mean, he's a good looking fellow.
This is getting out of hand. Let's move into the next.
Shouldn't have had me on the show, buddy.
All right. So we usually do a spelling bee, but now we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're not gonna do a spelling bee.
Thank God, I couldn't say deserted.
I've gotten too good at spelling.
So we're going to. I'm sick of watching Charlie win. So we're gonna both give you two truths and a lie, and you have to tell us which is which.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. From each of you.
Yeah. Yes. So we each have it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Grant, you go first.
All right. So mine. I don't know. It was pretty tough to find ones that you're not going to know since you're my sister. But my first is I have arthritis in my toes. I have been denied for 3 credit cards. And I never put soap in my coffee mug.
Shit. I think
I'm going to say I know this one. This one was easy.
Oh, really? You think you know them better than I do?
Yeah.
I think that they're all true, to be honest, but I know that you have arthritis.
Mm-hmm. So that's true, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You gotta point out the lie. That's the one.
Oh, there's only one lie?
Yeah, there's only one lie.
Oh, I thought I had it. I thought that was it. I thought
it's easy.
I don't think you've been turned down.
I've been denied for 3 credit cards.
Damn, you never put soap in your coffee cups?
Well,
you never cleaned that shit out?
That was a lie, though. So I just usually wash it out. I don't usually put soap in it, but sometimes I put soap in it to clean it out. So it was bending the truth.
He's bad at this game.
I'm going against my sister. Yeah. It's a pretty tough one. Charlie, what do you got?
You don't wash your sheets.
That is true. ladies, don't listen to that.
Good one.
All right, Charlie, let's hear it.
Okay. The longest I've ever been up on water skis is 1.5 seconds. I was stung by a jellyfish when I went to Florida. And while body surfing one time, I got dunked by a wave so hard my trunks fell off.
Is there pictures?
Nah, I don't know.
Okay, so I could see you getting stung by a jellyfish. Like, I don't know why, I just kid. And your legs are really strong. What was the first one? Legs?
The longest I've been up on water skis is 1.5 seconds.
Yeah, I think that's...
And I just want to clarify, I count that as being up.
Nice.
I would say that's the lie.
Oh, no, that's the truth. That's true.
You're that bad at water skiing?
Yeah, it comes from...
Taking that belt. So
it comes from... the first time I went water skiing, I had, like, this child set that were, like, tied together. And then you had your hand rope, and then there was another hand rope on the other side, so it ends up tying it to the boat. There's another hand rope so they could let go, because your skis are tied together, so that way you just get dragged.
Yeah.
Well, they tied it to the boat instead of holding on, and so when I fell, I just got dragged in a circle.
Is that when your trunks came off, too?
No, that's a separate occasion.
Oh, so that one was real. So the lie was...
There's lies. I've never been stung by a jellyfish.
Oh, I felt like that would have been you.
I was waiting for you to like have to pee on your own leg in that situation.
I would have done it.
Like a Joey and Chandler.
Yeah, but doesn't it have to be someone else's pee?
I don't know.
Your own pee doesn't work.
I don't even know if it's pee in general that actually works. It might be a myth. I'm not even sure.
Well, it probably is, but
it happened on Friends, so I think that it's real.
If I get stung by a jellyfish, I'm still peeing on my leg.
That show was the truth.
I'm still gonna pee on my leg if I get stung by a jellyfish.
Oh yeah, totally.
Anyway.
But yeah, I was body surfing once, and I had this huge wave. It was out in California, this place called, like, the Drop-Off, I think. And this massive wave came in, just pummeled me down, and I did, like, a couple somersaults. And, like, I caught it, luckily, before I, like, stood up.
How old were you?
Probably, like, 13, 14.
Ooh, old enough to make it kind of weird.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was like, oh, God. And, like, I started feeling around, and luckily, like, I saw it.
Oh, it's still there.
just pulled your pants off. You didn't pull anything else off, right?
Yes.
Oh, oh boy.
Did you guys need to wear the same shirts today?
Yeah, I meant to share that when I started. You had a special episode. We ended up wearing the exact same shirt, and this was unplanned 100%.
Total accident.
I've worn this all day. This shirt all day.
It is true. I thought it said crap in the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
I wasn't awake yet.
It's the carp. Yeah, but for the listeners, we're both wearing our Tanaka Carps jerseys, so... Pretty,
number one and two fans.
Hiroshima Carps, but Tanaka's in the back. So we're the biggest fans. Well, Anna, thanks for coming on. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. This was a real blast.
Yep. That was my sister, Anna, and that was a lot of fun. That was a good interview.
Great interview.
It's always good to follow it up so that people know it was a good interview and when they rated it.
If you didn't know, that was a good interview.
Yeah, that was a good – it's like I just showed you what to do. But
Grant, I just want to let you know you got some really good questions.
Thanks, man. You too. You asked really good questions.
Thanks.
All right, we have a couple bad ads coming up. Some bad marketing, I guess, is really what it is, or bad slogans.
Yeah.
What's the topic today, Chuck?
We're gonna try to be creating slogans for candles.
Candles. Neither of us have come up with anything yet, I don't think.
Nope.
So candles.
You heard it.
Candles. I just farted. Candles, your bathroom doesn't smell.
That was very good.
Wasn't as good, yeah.
But going off that, candles, don't ask me what I just did in there.
Ooh, I like it. we always find a way to go back to poops. Candles, it smells like sugar. I don't
know. You suck at this. It's like... candles, because you have bad BO, man.
Ooh. Ooh.
The BO camouflage.
Ooh, nice. I like that one. Candles, where would you be without me?
It's suck.
I wasn't prepared for this.
That's the point. And there are some of my candles flavor in the air.
Oh, that's actually a good one. Candles, the gum of your house.
Wait, what's your thought process on editing this? It doesn't match up to my head at all.
Well, no, it's like
candles. We're on the same page on these things, but no.
Candles, it's like the gum for your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, it smells a little bad. Just light a candle.
Oh yeah, no, I get that.
That was what I was trying to say.
Yeah, we could workshop that a little bit.
We have to workshop it. I'll bring it to the marketing team.
Yeah. Well, that was interesting. We're gonna go up there because, man, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. Cutting you off.
I don't blame you. That was.
That's hard to listen to. That was hard to listen to. Not gonna lie.
I really hope that whoever's listening to this is just like, what the heck is this guy thinking?
I don't think whoever's gonna listen to this, like, I don't think Grant knows what a candle is.
I've never seen one. Never seen a candle in my life.
Oh man, that was rough.
Yeah, that was pretty tough. Okay, we have a new segment popping up here. This should be kind of fun. So it's basically Tinder profiles. It's like basic Tinder profiles. So we've all seen it. We've all been on it. Tinder, for those of you who don't know, you live under a rock. But it's like a dating site where you swipe. You basically make a snap judgment on how someone looks and say yes or no. And then they have a little bio. And so we're going to basically judge people on their bios and say
we're going basic.
Basic, high level stuff. We're not going to point anyone out. We're not saying anyone's names, but let's get going. There's every single one I've ever seen. Always looking for an adventure or looking for someone to go on an adventure with.
New here. Who wants to adventure with me?
Who wants to adventure? Who wants to do some exploring? And there's no exploring. It's just an S. Exploring.
Exploring.
Yeah. How do you spell it?
Don't ask me that.
It's, oh God, that's a. I don't know. It's like, how many adventures can you have in a week? You know?
Dude, I call it an adventure waking up in the morning because, you know, I was like, oh, I made it. Another day. Woohoo!
Exactly. Or go ahead.
Okay, I see it. One that, this is kind of a combo thing, but it's like they always quote The Office. Or it's like, Pam looking for my gym.
Exactly.
Or like, they quote the Michael Scott, Wayne Gretzky quote, and like, you miss 100% of shots you don't take, Michael Scott, or Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott, and then sometimes they'll put their name after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like we've all seen it like five times.
We've all been it, we've all seen it a million times, but yeah, I don't know what, The Office just like changed the generation, I guess, and it's just made, it came all
the time. I mean, I love The Office, but I'm not gonna
came into
it.
Dating, and it's like, now you have to quote The Office to go on a date.
I'm just gonna reserve my Office quotes to when I meet them in person because, like,
yeah, they're funnier that way.
The Office quotes mean that much to me.
They mean a lot. Not into fuckboys. Those are the profiles that always get me because it's you just
because you know they are.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a couple. There's been a couple of just like quoting something basically like I make bad judgments or like I'm a bad judge of character. That's what they say. I'm a bad judge of character. And it's like, all right. This app might not help you.
Cool. Good to know. Like.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. Or not into fuckboys just makes you a fuck girl.
See, I don't know. I've never been big into filters, using like filters to glam up your shots or whatever. But I know like a bunch of the basic people are. And so then they always have the one that's like, if you don't look like your pictures, then you have to buy me drinks till you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm just real. What you see is what you got.
What about the ones that have like 15 girls in every picture? So you're like, I don't know which one you are.
Yeah.
You could be this one or that one. And I think out of principle, you always have to go right. Right?
Yeah.
Because you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly. But on that one, there's like, you know, people our age are in lots of weddings, you know, bridesmaids and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But snap judgment, I'll still go. I wonder which one she is. One of the brides, like the bride's gown or whatever. The one in the white dress or the one that's clearly the bridesmaid. I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, no, it can't be the one in the white dress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? It was just ridiculous. I don't know. I don't really have a whole bunch more. But
no, that's all I got. Just being basic.
Just being basic, yeah.
Don't be basic.
Or when they say, this is a good one too. I don't like your shirtless pics. You know what I'm saying? They'll say like something there where they're like, no shirtless.
You're dead pics. Fish. I don't like to see your dead fish.
Oh, wow, that's sad.
A lot of people have that up here. Because Iowa's a little more, you know, country.
Yeah. No, interesting. Oh, true. Yeah, that's true. I get what you're saying. Dead. I'm thinking of like a fish floating in a fishbowl. Like, why is that on your Tinder profile? I don't know. But I get it, like hunting stuff. Hunting and fishing. Oh, yeah. Wow. Shows how country I am. I'm thinking about a domesticated fish.
No, Gary! You died, yeah. Gary!
I was honestly thinking about, pardon my takes, Larry. I was just thinking about Larry. I was like, damn. They probably have a Tinder profile for Larry. I bet. That'd be crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, well, let's get some quotes going. You want to go first or you want me to?
You've been itching to say yours, so let's hear it.
All right. So today we went to the Greek food fair with my family, and we got some food. And they started tearing it down. We were there a little later. They started tearing it down, and there was these two kids rolling up this fence that they had around the outside. And these kids had just been kind of dicking around, and my dad's watching them. And then he just says something once, and then he goes again, and he goes, those two guys could mess up a wet dream. I was like, damn, Tom Setti. That was a great one. Those two guys could mess up a wet dream. It was just fantastic. I just sat there. I was like, I just heard that.
I said, how do you react to that?
I just laughed. There's nothing else I could say.
Yeah.
He closed the door. Oh, that was a good one, though. That was a good one.
Mine's from Morgan Freeman. I was originally going to try to say it in his voice, but I'm going to spare everyone and not do that.
Good call.
The best way to guarantee a loss is to quit.
Ooh.
So when I'm at the tables this weekend, I'm just not going to quit. No, I'm just kidding.
I like that. I like that. That's true, because you won't recognize the loss until you leave the table.
I'll still quit.
Right? I'm going to keep you at the table all day.
Nah, it'll be good. It'll be good.
It'll be good. All right. Well, next week we'll be coming to you live from Las Vegas. And deuces.
Thanks for listening. Deuces.